You can't fault them for not trying. For the fourth year in a row, the Defense Department has a special item in the draft authorization bill. It would give the department more leeway than it has now when it comes to complying with, or saying no to, Freedom of Information Act requests. That provision has plenty of critics. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni spoke with one of them, the Project on Government Oversight's policy director, Liz Hempowitz.
What this provision would do is create a new B3 exemption to the Freedom of Information Act. So what the Freedom of Information Act is a law that allows anybody to ask the federal government for information, and unless that information falls into one of eight exemptions, the agency has to release it. So it sounds like you have access to a lot of information, and you do, but those exemptions are pretty broad. So the first exemption is for anything that's properly classified. And then I mentioned the B3, this would be a new B3 exemption. That just references any other law that says that you don't have to release information under FOIA if it's protected by one of those exemptions. So there's hundreds of those B3 exemptions. So really it's hundreds of exemptions rather than just eight. So what this provision would do would essentially would update one of those existing B3 statutes that the Department of Defense can use to withhold information under FOIA to be much more broad and allow them a bigger ability to withhold information.
And obviously that sounds like something POGO isn't too excited about.
Yeah, so beyond just being something that we don't think should happen, we first of all don't think it's necessary. So I explained, you know, that there's already exemptions for classified information, and then there's already B3 statutes that allow DOD to withhold specific types of information. And we think a lot of the information that this provision would go towards, which is, I should back up a little bit, it would allow essentially DOD to withhold unclassified information that they think is too sensitive to be released under FOIA. Now, they already have the ability to do that using a few other B3 statutes and some of the some wider interpretation of the existing FOIA exemptions already. And DOD has even said that they have the ability to withhold unclassified information if it's too sensitive to be released. And so we think their justification for why they need, and I say that in air quotes, why they need this exemption to be one that isn't made in good faith. They say that they need this new exemption to protect our troops from foreign adversaries using FOIA to kind of get a leg up on our military, which is an absurd claim to make to anybody who understands FOIA well or even uses it sporadically. There are huge backlogs, and I'm talking like thousands of requests that if you submit a request to the Army under the Freedom of Information Act, you'll likely have to wait, you know, 6 months to a year to get a response to that document, to that request. So they already have the ability to withhold a lot of this information that they say they need this exemption for. And so it appears to POGO and our community that they really are trying to get at some other type of information, but they're not making an honest case as to why they need it. In previous years, so this is the fourth year that DOD has tried to get this exemption. In previous years, in meetings with civil society and staff on Capitol Hill, DOD officials have told us that they've never had to release anything that they would be able to withhold under this new exemption. So they really haven't demonstrated a need for this. And until they get to a point where they can say, you know, this is actually something that we need to protect, you know, our readiness, our ability to, you know, have a well-functioning military, I don't think they're going to have, you know, the buy-in from our kind of transparency and civil society community that focuses on these issues, because we've already seen DOD be, very willing to overclassify things. So we're not worried that there's unclassified documents out there that they need to protect but don't have the ability to. And then just another thing, you know, the way that this language is written, it's very squishy, which is not a legal term, but it, you know, you look at it and they say, you know, any information that would be that would identify a method to accomplish a specific mission under a particular set of operational conditions. That doesn't mean anything to me. You know, those terms aren't defined in this legislation, and so I think, and we've seen, you know, many courts take a very broad broad reading of these exemptions. And so before one is put into law like this, we'd like to see those terms defined and this exemption really be narrowly tailored if it's necessary at all.
You mentioned this is the fourth year in a row that this provision has made it into the draft version of the NDAA. What's happened in the past to this provision?
Yeah, so luckily over the last three years, and hopefully this year as well, the committees of jurisdiction over FOIA have been instrumental in keeping this out of the final bill. Rightfully so, you know, they understand the law well. They understand what the purpose of FOIA is, and you're meant to read the law with a broad view towards more transparency and proactive disclosures. And so an exemption like this that's not written to be narrowly tailored and one that seems at first reading to many FOIA experts that it would give, you know, huge, huge ability to DOD to kind of withhold any information that they want, essentially, and make an argument for that. The leaders of those committees of jurisdiction over FOIA have kind of raised red flags early enough in the process that they've been able to kind of keep this from making its way into the NDAA, which, as you know, is a must-pass bill and passes every year, and it's thousands of pages long, and it's really not the type of place for this kind of very technical transparency language. If there's going to be an exemption like this, it really should be going through those committees of jurisdiction, and they should at least have some kind of buy-in or say on what the final language is, and they haven't at this point, and until they're able to kind of be read into the process, I don't think, you know, procedurally this should go forward. And I think they've done a really good job over the last few years of really staking claim over their jurisdiction.
Project on Government Oversight Policy Director Liz Hempowitz speaking with Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni. We've got more at federalnewsradio.com.